WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Film critic David Edelstein reviews two movies this week. Idlewild, a musical set in the 30s starring Andre 3000 and Big Boy of Outkast, and an adaptation of a beloved children's story about eating worms.
Critics have lauded Outkast as hip-hop's most entertaining mishmashers. They mix rap and funk and pop and other genres, all filtered through the sensibilities of two distinct personalities, Andre Benjamin, a.k.a. Andre 3000, and Antoine Patton, a.k.a. Big Boy. Now the pair has collaborated with their music video director Brian Barber on an ambitious mishmash movie called Idlewild. It's a period gangster musical with Tommy guns and vintage roadsters and numbers that range from hip-hop to funk to blues to Busby Berkeley deco extravaganzas, plus plenty of bloody shootings and even a dewy romance. Does it gel? Not a chance. But it's entertaining enough to remind you how many great American pop culture epics are mishmashes. Idlewild revolves around a lusty, Deep South cabaret nightclub known blasphemously as The Church. It's run by Sunshine, played by Big Faison Love, until he and his gangster godfather, played by Ving Rhames, are gunned down by Trumpy, played by the great Terrence Howard. Big Boy is the guy who takes over the nightclub, along with its debts, while Andre is the dutiful undertaker's son, who by night tickles the ivories and falls for a chanteuse played by Paula Patton, who's a tall drink of water. The gangster melodrama is surprisingly effective, thanks to Howard's cunning mixture of ice and hot-headedness. And the attitude is exhilarating, the way the film is always perched between genres, ready to leap effortlessly from one to another and back. What's too bad is that the musical numbers are hit and miss. Barber's Outkast videos are witty montages in which the whole universe comes alive and comments on the action. The director does some of that here, especially with Big Boy's talking flask, which is like something out of South Park. But mostly, he tries for the hyperactive sizzle of the movie Chicago, and it's a big mess, with choppy hip-hop moves and weirdly disembodied vocals. Even the raps don't seem to be coming from the performers' mouths. Give Barber a point for oddness, at least, when Big Boy raps during a car chase with Trumpy on his tail. Although Big Boy has a casual and funny screen presence, that sequence doesn't work as either a chase or a rap. And Andre's performance as a moist, romantic juvenile only plays because the ingenue opposite him is so radiant. But Idlewild is diverting enough to suggest all the unexplored possibilities in movie musicals, the way Outkast's best numbers suggest new avenues for hip-hop, which can bind together and energize so many homegrown musical movements. There was excitement of another sort at the media screening I went to. During the shoot-'em-up nightclub climax, a fight broke out in the theater, and the audience freaked out and made for the exits. It was just two guys throwing punches, but given the shooting on screen, we all thought that bullets were flying. I hope life doesn't imitate art in the other fun movie opening this week, an adaptation of Thomas Rockwell's gross-out 1972 kids' classic, How to Eat Fried Worms. The writer-director, Bob Dolman, has taken Rockwell's disgusting conceit and grafted on a narrative about a new kid who stands up to bullies and a moral about the perils of bullying. But it's the worm set pieces that rule, as our hero must carry out a dare to eat 10 worms, 10 ways, between sunup and sundown. I admit I spent much of the film with my fingers in front of my eyes, but I did see bits of the burning fireball, a worm in a pot with Tabasco, and the big porker, a worm fried in pig fat with blobs of fat melding with the semi-liquefied worm. I didn't watch the radioactive slime delight, which makes a mess of the microwave. Reportedly, no worms were harmed in the making of the movie. And if you fear the film will inspire copycat dares, well, a quick web search informs me that earthworms are 70% protein. Have a great Labor Day barbecue.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.